Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Well, it is New Year's Eve. I'm going to say Happy New Year tomorrow, but I want to say goodbye to another year today. And to do that, there's a couple of things I want to cover. First of all, is I want to tell you how much I appreciate all of you who are partners at Paul White Ministries and at Midland Church who make stuff like this podcast possible, and our website and our television program and all the things that God has blessed us to do. So much of what we put online is free. We allow it to go out around the world. Our daily devotions can be printed off and shared by email or whatever. Those are free. Our podcasts are available for free online in our audio section or at our Facebook page. And our weekly sermons, the stuff we preach at the pulpit at Midland Church on Sundays and on Wednesdays, are available online. And then if you want a hard copy, they're also available to buy. So you can go in and get a copy and purchase them and hand them out or whatever. We've got books and stuff like that. Some stuff is for sale, but most of our stuff is accessible. And we get a lot of compliments and people say, thank you for putting this stuff out there so that 24/7 I can get fresh bread and it doesn't even cost me anything. And part of the reason it doesn't cost anything is because people are so good to give. They just give freely. And so many of you are good to give. And I want to thank my partners. Our partners, Paul's partners, are people that give $25 a month. And so many of them do this so faithfully. They give $25 a month, and that money is dedicated towards the presentation of the good news of Jesus, making the internet possible, making the television program possible, because our telecast airs 30 minutes per week on CTN, on both Dish Network and DirecTV. It goes coast to coast in America, telling people the good news that the work is finished. And our partners make that possible. Our partners get hard copies of these podcasts on 2 CDs every month, plus our partners get a unreleased sermon. It's the first Wednesday night sermon of every month. We do not put that one out for free. We don't even put that one out for sale on our ministry store. That way our partners get a message that nobody else can get. And it's our way of saying thank you to our partners. If you're listening to this podcast by Facebook or through our website, why don't you make a commitment in the new year, if you can, to become Paul's partner? I'd love to have more of you join up. For $25 a month, we'll send those 2 podcast CDs to you, plus the sermon CD. That is about 3.5 hours worth of material that you can drive around all month and listen to. And we are thankful. I mean, I can give you gifts, but I don't know that it'll ever pay you back for what it means to know that people give into the work of the ministry. This year has been a very big year. God has done some amazing things. We expanded the telecast to both satellites. We were only on DirecTV this time last year. Now Dish and Direct. The book was published this year. My brother's praise and worship album came out this year. God's doing all kinds of amazing things, including expanding our church, potentially even into another building. And we'll tell the world about that as that moment approaches. But things have been very, very good. I hope and pray they've been great in your year. Even if this year was some tragedy and there was some things that happened that were bad, you lost a loved one or you lost a job or you encountered a sickness or an illness, I am believing that the work for your health, the work for your prosperity, the work for your wisdom has been finished in Christ. And all we have to do is begin to call it from the spirit realm into the natural realm because we believe that it is real. Not that we have earthly faith, which is dependent on what we see, smell, taste, feel, or hear, but because we have heavenly faith. And that faith is the faith of Christ. Don't spend one more moment going into the new year asking God to increase your faith or give you more faith. You have enough. The disciples asked Jesus, give us more faith. And he said, if you've got faith the size of a mustard seed, you got enough. The book of Galatians says we have the faith of the Son of God. It's Christ's faith inside of us, and it is a gift of God. Allow that faith to come out of you in this coming into this new year so that you begin to see all of the things that have been promised to you come to fruition in the new calendar year. I want to say goodbye to 2011, and I want to welcome 2012. Tomorrow we'll talk about a new year, a new day, and some new things as we continue onward and forward. The best is yet to come. May God's grace and peace be with you as you spend time with your friends and your family. He loves you. You are his righteousness. You are a joint heir with Christ. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.